This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot happened, a lot going on, a lot to catch up on from the weekend. Kimberly Marin's going to join me at the after the first break. Always have a good time with her here, I'm sure. And you know what? The easiest way to wind her up is to talk about the Biden stuff. I mean, seriously, and there's a lot. I mean, forget the tripping up the stairs, right? I mean, who do we have? We had Ford, right? Forget the tripping up the stairs. I mean, that shows you he's having some issues, some problems. But honestly and truly, you know, look at the crisis. And, you know, I'm jumping right in, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, a lot going on up there, a lot happening that you can deal with. All right, so, you know, when you look at what's happening at the border, look at what's happening with the economy, look at what's happening, how much money he's just pouring out. See, they only have 2 years to repay all their friends that helped them steal the election. Because life is going to get tough in the next election. And, you know, seriously, if we don't take these states back, and you're watching it happen now. That's why at the federal level, they're trying to, you know, pass these laws, and they will. They won't try. They'll pass these laws. They'll get challenged. So the federal government has total control over the elections, over how they run, how they operate, who gets control, who doesn't. That's not what the Constitution says. So the states now, the ones that have a clue, are passing legislation like crazy to make sure the next time this comes around it doesn't happen this way. But the ones that are really scary, seriously, the ones that are really problematic for me anyway, Supreme Court. Let's just be honest about it. Look what's happening at the Supreme Court level. You'd think that these guys, Roberts especially, he is petrified as to what's coming up over the next year. And he's already shown his true color, I'm telling you. They've got to have pictures of him on Epstein Island. They have to. I can't think of anything else that would cause him to act the way he's acting. Think of what do I know? You know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But listen, if you have no place to stay, right, we can't get our homeless off the streets. We've got so much going on in this country. We've got people that are losing their homes and what have you. And Joe Biden has wrestled up almost $90 million for hotel rooms for the border crossers. You and I can go pound sand. Them, they get Class A treatment. Why is that? They get to come up here. They get to break the law. Right? They get to, as they come over the border, they get to go do what they want to do. You know, they're released into the wild because, you know, we're so bad here. We're such a racist country. We're such a negative, a terrible country towards immigrants that they're dying to get in here. They're literally walking, you know, thousands and thousands of miles to get here. That's how bad we are. And there are low IQ people that are buying this, right? That are buying how bad it is. You heard one, God, I wish I could find that clip. One reporter, I guess he was on The View today, or he spoke to the people of The View, and they're coming up here because, according to him now, they're coming up here because of climate change. I guarantee you that there isn't a person in that group. If you took a microphone, right, and you introduced every, not one of those people would say, well, we came north because America's actually doing something about climate change. No, not in the least. But yet that seems to be what's driving them. What's driving them north, according to this reporter, is climate change. These people are really, really mentally incapacitated. How's that? I'm being nice. So President Joe Biden's administration has awarded a taxpayer-funded contract to pay for hotel rooms for border crossers arriving in the United States. Now, this is an Axios report that revealed that Biden's Department of Homeland Security, they'll pay a Texas-based nonprofit to provide $86 million worth of hotel rooms for 6 months for approximately 1,200 families. Anyway, the hotel rooms, according to Axios, will be in Arizona and Texas near the southern border. Will also serve as a welcoming center for border crossers. Right. I can imagine those places will look like afterward. Just look at where they hang out now and what it looks like afterward. The other thing is that they want to get them in and get them out of those places as quick as humanly possible and in to the U.S. interior to make it harder to track. You know, that way they're later on, they can vote for them. Detention facilities at the southern border are being reworked to become similar-style welcoming centers for border crossers. Adults and children are released within a 72-hour period. So, catch this. The detention facilities at the southern borders are being reworked to become welcoming centers. So we're going to change them from detention centers where we hold them, and what we used to do is send them back over to Mexico or wherever. Now what's going to happen is they're going to come in and they're going to be waving pom-poms and, you know, hey, welcome to the country. Here's all your information. Here's how you sign up for welfare. Here's how you take advantage of the American taxpayer. Here's how you do it all. Joey B is going to protect you. You're here. You're here because Joey B loves you so much. We'll be back in a few minutes. So we'll see your host, listening on the rail side. Kimberly Warren joins me right after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Let me bring her in right now. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to help us kind of, oh, I don't want to say kick off the week, but, man, really get a hold on what's going on for real. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You wound up yet or what? We haven't even started it. You wound up yet?
I've been having some fun on Twitter.
Oh, ooh. I'm surprised they haven't, like, banned you for life yet with some of the stuff I see you put up there.
Maybe because I'm a blue check. I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
We could never
I've never been banned. I've never... Nothing.
Wow. Yeah, I am... I could never get a blue check from them, apparently. I'm not worthy of it or something. I don't know which. but that's kind of... So listen, seriously, we have all these people. We have veterans. We have others that are sleeping in the streets, still sleeping in tents or what have you. And yet Joey B. has found a way to rustle up $86 million to put these illegals coming here in a... this is just great. In hotel rooms in Arizona and Texas. Isn't that great? I mean, you've got maid service and everything.
Oh, yeah. That's just fabulous. And he didn't rustle up that $86 million. He borrowed it on our kids' and grandkids' futures, is what he did.
Yep.
Meanwhile, we have millions of people still out of work, millions of homeless people in this country, mm-hmm. and he's putting illegals up in hotels.
Well,
if Americans...
It's a humanitarian effort, Kimberly. Now, come on. You don't want those people sleeping in tents or something under, you know?
Not my problem. That's their country's problem. That's Mexico's problem. Donald Trump actually had a deal with the government that apparently was working. You stay there. You don't cross the border until you can actually get asylum. And if you can't get it, then bye, go home.
They didn't come up.
Not
they
our problem
up
anymore.
With these numbers, you know, and look at all the doublespeak that's being, you know, when the kids come up, you know, you got one person from HHS go, don't come up here, or, you know, we can't do it right now. We've got a lot of stuff going on with COVID, but if you get to the border, we'll help you in.
Yeah, and they keep talking about these are children. Yeah, a lot of them are teenage boys, males. And those are the people that come here and are gangs.
So I want you to think about something. There's been almost a 200% increase from the same time last year to the border. They grabbed a little over 100,000 border crossers by the end of February. Tell me this
is... It's going to end up being over a million.
Oh, yeah, no question. No question at all. I totally agree with you. But this is a good thing because, again, this is a humanitarian effort, right? It's just amazing to me. There was a person on The View. I had the guy's name written down. I can't find the paper I wrote it on. That's what I get for writing it on paper. But there was a guy that was on The View. He was a commentator, and they were talking with him, and he said, you know, the reason they're coming up here, you ready for this one? You ready for this? Because of climate change. See, their countries aren't doing anything to deal with climate change, but we are. And even though it's slow,
idiot.
We are. So that's why they're coming
up
here. Yeah. Nothing like to spell climate change, but go ahead.
And that guy's a journalist?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord. So all the journalists that are on the border talking to these people, and these people are saying, no, President Biden said, you know, come on up, basically.
Yep.
That's why they're coming here.
Yep. You're not...
No mention of climate change.
No. Not a one, but yet that's the main reason, that's what you keep hearing, why are they coming up here?
Oh my God.
Amazing. It is amazing to me that they're allowed to get away with this crap. You know?
They're part of the problem. The leftist media is part of the problem. And until Americans start to realize that they're the ones who are helping destroy this country, it's never going to change.
I've just read an article that said that Ford is now moving their production back to Mexico from Ohio. Remember when this was all going to go down? And I don't know what Trump said to them behind closed doors, and I really don't care. But he kept all those jobs here. He kept everybody here, right? And now look at
why would they say the Biden administration is going to increase ridiculous, unnecessary regulations that harm the company?
And they're not going to stop anytime soon. I mean, everything to that is a tax or a regulation. A tax or a regulation. Now, I know what you're going to say already, but I'm going to say it. How do they think that this stuff really helps this country grow?
Because they want to destroy it. They don't think it helps the country grow. They'll lie to your face and say that. But behind your back, they're taking money from left-wing billionaires who hate this country and want to destroy it.
It's funny.
There's literally no other excuse or reason for the things that they are doing. Honestly, Biden in just 2 months has surpassed Obama as being the worst president in modern history. And I don't say that lightly. But all the things that Biden is doing, besides the fact that he's out of his mind, are just being pushed. He's not doing anything. He doesn't even know where he is. They're all being pushed by left-wing billionaires who have hated this country for a really long time and want to destroy it.
No, I think you're right. He doesn't know where he is most of the time.
No, he doesn't know crap.
I don't even think he knows what he's signing most of the time. And
oh, God, no.
You know, you look at Camilla and his wife, what is her name, Jill, sitting off to the side, each side of him. It's almost like they're his handlers. I'm waiting for them to walk up to him every time and grab him by the elbows and, like, you know, help him walk out to get out.
Cackling Kamala. Are you going to go to the border? And she starts cackling. Really?
Yeah.
These people are a joke. But the problem is not them. The problem is the people who are actually running things. Those people are the real problem. We don't know who they are because, of course, it's the shadow government.
Yeah, and you know what? And Joey B will get the blame for the whole thing, right? And,
yes, they don't care. He's taking the
sack. They don't care. No, they don't care about him.
Yep.
You know, I mean, matter of fact, I'm going to say it, and I'll probably get a lot of nasty mail for it. His wife doesn't give a crap about him either. Neither does
no, his wife is a horrible, heinous, abusive witch.
Oh, that was nice of you.
How could you ever, in good conscience, if you loved your husband and cared about him, yep, put him through what he's being put through? She's abusive. She should be brought up on elder abuse charges.
Well, she's a lot younger than him.
I'm not kidding.
No, she's a lot younger than him, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think
she is, yeah.
Him. Yeah. And there's a story that goes along with her being, married to him and Joe's first wife and all that fun stuff. But
oh, yeah.
Yep. So, anyhow.
Bunch of scum.
aren't most of them at that level?
Pretty much.
You know, you look at Clinton and look at the Bidens. I mean, you go down a whole list of these mafia families there. Anyway, Joe, we'll see you at your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are investigating a shooting at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket. The shooting at a King Supers grocery store in South Boulder began Monday afternoon. Dean Schiller tells KDVR-TV what he saw on the scene.
We heard gunshots going off. It sounded like a heavy caliber type, maybe a shotgun.
KDVR also reporting that one police officer has been killed and two others wounded. There is an unconfirmed number of other casualties. Boulder police officers have also issued a shelter-in-place order for an apartment complex near the store while they respond to a report of an armed and dangerous individual in the area. At least one area high school has also been placed on lockdown, and evening classes at the University of Colorado Boulder have been canceled. The FBI and ATF have joined the investigation into the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Hey, hey. Mambo, mambo, Italiano.
We are back.
Mambo, Italiano.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, you know. I keep hearing you guys. I'm getting emails from you guys about how it's over and this is over and that's over. You know, just, you know what? Jump in front of a bus then. It's not over yet. All right? I mean, I don't have to tell you. You think about it. Can you imagine our founding fathers sitting around and talking about, you know, doing what they were going to do, right? The Declaration of Independence and such. And they see those British warships coming into the harbor. What do you think they did? They didn't give up. They went at it twice as hard. Now, I know they didn't have electronics, you know, all this other stuff. But the bottom line with it is it starts locally. Start pulling back and taking back your school boards, your water boards, your state houses. Otherwise, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you. It ain't... Yes, I know what you're going to say. All right. Kimberly Moore enjoys me to tell me how wrong I am. Go ahead.
No. You're right, but the difference is now we have way more morons in this country, way more evil people in this country, and way more people who claim to be for liberty, Republicans, a.k.a. some Republicans, who are just as bad as Democrats. Actually, no. Republicans that fake to be conservatives are worse than Democrats because we know where Democrats stand.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, I just go back to this and say, you can go listen to my shows. I was not a Romney Ryan fan. I was definitely not an Obama fan. So I mean, pretty much, a dead monkey would have fit the bill there at that time. But think about it. You know, got Romney Ryan. I said the same thing. There's no love there. There's no guts there. Look at what has happened. Look at where Ryan turned out to be. Look what Romney turned out to be. And to your point, they aren't Republicans.
No, they're spineless tools.
Yep. And not willing to fight. That's
no.
The other thing. They're not willing to fight.
That's why so many Americans liked Trump, because he was actually willing to fight. He was willing to fight for Americans in America. Did you see, and God knows I did not watch the whole thing, did you see what happened in Alaska when the Chinese commies met with yes, Biden's administration?
Yes, I did. Can you imagine what Trump would have done? Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. Joe, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, I think, probably in my entire adult life when it came to, like, world leaders. Like, you know, you'll get little snips and, you know, snottiness and sarcasm from here and there. They sat. The Chinese government, who intentionally sent COVID here, sat and denigrated the United States. And that Oh God, I'm trying to watch my mouth.
Yep.
That piece of crap from the Biden administration was like a little whipping boy. He was their little witch, but with a B. Okay? That is what people voted for. Anybody who voted for Biden, that is what you voted for. You voted for to enable the Chinese Communist government to try to take over and become the world power.
Yep.
That's what you voted for.
Yep, you're exactly right. Well, you voted for immorality. Here you go. I've heard commentators say, you know, well, those people were right. It's about time somebody called us out for, you know, the things that we... No. We don't kill millions of people like they do.
I would have nailed them big time. It was a perfect opportunity on a world stage for the administration to say, wait a minute. What about the Uyghurs? What about what you did with COVID? I would have nailed them because no one's ever held them accountable.
Nope.
And I want to know when they're going to be brought to, you know.
I would have gone all the way back to Tiananmen Square. I would have gone all the way back to them killing babies, you know, killing female
How about
babies.
Mao, okay? You D-bags. Yeah. Oops. Sorry. Yeah.
Nobody's going to...
How about Mao?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you could even just recent history and call them out on all the crap that they're doing.
Exactly. We literally have the worst people running this country right now. They're worse. They are definitely worse than the Obama administration. Because at least Obama took it slow, right? They took all the bad stuff they wanted to do to this country slow. So it took them 8 years to really do bad stuff to this country, which they did. Luckily, Trump came in, reversed most of it. But then Biden comes in, and they're just shoving everything through because they know unless they can rig the elections with H.R. 1 that they want to pass, they're going to lose in 2022 because nobody in their right mind would thinks what Biden is doing is good for this country. No one in their right mind.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, now there's a bunch of Democrats that are pulling back and saying, you know, they're sorry they voted for him. They're sorry they, you know, they pushed him. Some people are, it's a little late now, you morons, pulling their endorsement of him. And I'm going, really? A little late for that, huh?
Yeah, whatever.
You know.
It's going to be too late for this country if you keep that, you know, whatever.
Did you see the little piece? This will send you to the roof. Cuomo was flirting with some female supporters at an event. Now, I want you to think about it. Almost like he's oblivious to, and he probably is, oblivious to what's going on around him, right? I mean, seriously.
At a recent event?
Yeah, the recent event. And then one of them shouts out to him or whatever, and he yells back to her, "I ain't going anywhere, sweetheart."
Oh, my God.
I mean, don't you love it?
He really is oblivious, but he's an elitist, you know? It is what it is. This is what people voted for.
Yeah. No, it's, and again, where are all the people? The only thing that they're talking about is this potential sexual assault or sexual assaults with women or impropriety with women. But nothing about...
It's okay that he killed grandma.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, I mean, I don't know. I can't even make fun of this one because I don't even know where to go with it. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You can take advantage of women and... I guess if you're a Democrat, you get away with it more.
And of course.
And killing a bunch of people, helpless people, not so much. I don't know.
All the lies he told on top of it. I mean, the jackass wrote a book about how it was great leadership during COVID, and he was killing grandma and sexually harassing women.
Yep.
And he got an Emmy for that.
I pay. I'm sure, and I get nothing. I get bupkis. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe if I, you know, killed a bunch of people at a senior home, we'd be fine with that. All right, listen, to my side of the world, Newsom. Right? He is on a statewide tour to explain that he's done nothing wrong. And the people that are signing this recall petition are nothing but, you know, anti-vaxxers and, you know, was it QAnon believers, conspiracy theorists, hardcore right-wing Trump lovers. Those are the only ones signing these petitions. The problem that he has with that comment, if people would actually do their homework, is we are outnumbered here 2.5 to 1. So the Dems got 2.5 registrants to every one that we have. 33% of the L.A. County petitions that were signed by Democrats. I think 28% were independent. So, no, he's wrong.
Let him do it. Let him keep doing it, because all the people that know better are just looking at him like, this is why we want to recall you, dude.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, the beauty is, if he comes out, think about something. He's making fun. He's calling people anti-vaxxers that are simply questioning the vaccine. I don't know if you saw the report that came out there. Over 1,900 people have died shortly after getting the vaccination. Okay? So, but yet the CDC says there is no correlation between the...
Oh, right. Just like when people die from gunshot wounds but happen to test positive for COVID and they count them as a COVID death. Shut up.
There's no
correlation. I can't stand the CDC.
Between the fact that these healthy people received their second shot and died shortly thereafter. But they won't tell you what's the cause then. They do an autopsy, find out what the cause is. Right?
Right.
There was one country that started immediately, they suspended one of the vaccinations because their blood...
There's a couple countries, the AstraZeneca, I think.
Yep. So I sit there and I go, well, this is proof positive. Look at, and if it really goes sideways, you know who they're going to blame, right? Trump for pushing it through so fast.
Right. Just like Biden trying to take credit for all this work that was already done before he got into office.
No, that cracks
me up.
Now, see, you're not listening. There was no vaccine when he got into office. He had to...
Yeah, there was no vaccine, and there was no plan to distribute. Yeah, there was nothing.
No. So apparently they were shooting him up with saline when he was taking the shots back, what was it, October, November, whatever it was, right? Because there wasn't a vaccine. I mean, either he's lying or he's not. So...
I don't think he knows.
Listen, I still don't think he knows he's president, okay?
I don't think he does either.
I think that the basement has been redone over to look like the Oval Office. That's what I think. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. So I'm the senior host. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
A Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Really, truly, get engaged. Get informed. Right? Listen to shows like this or, you know, if I'm not in for you, listen to another show. Do your own reading. Find some publications that you can trust. And make sure you don't just go to one publication and base all your information on that. You know, you get a few of them. See which ones are aligned. See which facts. This is why I never report on stuff or really talk about stuff the first day it happens. The shooting in Colorado today, you know, my heart goes out to them. Yes, my heart and prayers go out to them. That should make some loons just fall over to the left there. But the reality is there's nothing to say about it right now. Wait until it plays out a little bit. And then we can comment on it. Instead of making comments up front, you don't have any information. All you have is rumor. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. You know, Kimberly, I'm right, aren't I, on this one? I mean, people jump to report on this stuff, and they end up looking like fools.
Yeah, that's why I always wait. I'm just like you, Joe. I always wait. Yeah, I'll check out the story and see. But corporate media jumps on it and makes all kinds of assumptions without knowing any of the facts. And then they look like idiots. They not only get people angry because they lie, but they look like idiots because they don't report the truth. Like, they lose all credibility.
Yep, I totally agree with you.
When you're a reporter especially, you can't just make assumptions.
No.
When it comes to stuff like that.
No, you got to have some of your information together. You got to be able to, you truly have to make a conscious decision that you're going to, in some cases, they're sticking their necks out because people don't want, I don't know if they don't want the truth, or I don't know if they just want to make sure that their story gets told. You know what I mean? I mean,
it doesn't matter. The left is already calling for more gun control because of it. Not knowing any facts. And Denver has a high, super strict gun control.
Well, you ever notice that? They always make these statements before they actually truly know what's going on, what the truth is.
And it doesn't matter. So, you know, like when you have Islamic jihadis commit acts of terror in this country, the first thing Democrats say is, you can't blame all Muslims for this. You're right. We can't. There's plenty of Muslims who are totally fine. In fact, the majority are. But as soon as somebody does something with guns, they blame every single gun owner. Every single gun owner. Every single time.
Yep. You know.
And, you know.
No, I mean, you're right. It doesn't matter what it is. It's really funny how one or two or three cops do something wrong, and the whole police department.
And they blame all.
Right? Yep. And yet, the same thing, you want to go a little further with this, you have two or three teachers that do something bad to kids, and you can't paint with a broad brush and say all teachers are like that.
Correct.
It's interesting how they do this, how they, and we fall for it. The collective we have fallen for this, haven't we?
Right. Because of the media.
Yeah.
It's because of the media. The biggest perpetrators of destruction of this country and aiding in the destruction of this country is the corporate media. Hands down. Well, they are the biggest aiders, enablers, and abettors in what they're doing.
Well, on Friday, apparently, somebody just sent me this while you were talking. A federal judge accused the New York Times and WAPO of being a Democrat Party, you know, really propaganda arm, if you would.
Yep, they are.
And, oh, it's true. And the D.C. Circuit senior judge, Lawrence Silberman, who was appointed by former President Reagan, argued in his opinion that the news industry at large is dominated with a bias against the Republican Party that he wrote was very shocking. Now, so even they're seeing it in the at the court level. I don't know how you fight this. I really don't. Unless you're going to have some real conservative, and that's the problem with conservatives is the money thing. It seems to be is an issue for us, right?
Yep.
On the left side,
huge.
They just spit out money everywhere, right? They just spit out money every place. On the right, we look for you to do your own. Well, you want to fight this thing, then you'll have to raise the money. Well, I need your money to raise the money. Right?
Yep. I've been complaining about that for years, Joe. There's multiple billionaires and millionaires that just throw money onto the left for any organization on the planet. You want to start a left-wing org that's going to do something they want? They'll give you money. We don't have that on the conservative side at all.
No.
Very, very few.
The dollars that went into BLM, even with their About Us page saying that their whole idea was to destroy the traditional / nuclear family.
Well, that's what commies and Marxists want, so.
You know, and you look at, and then on our side, we're screaming about traditional value. Now, let's just be honest about it. I don't think many of our legislators on the right actually act in those ways, act in the ways of our core values or what have you, but.
Right.
But again, where is that conservative money? Where is that? So
nowhere to be found.
Anyhow.
And I always laugh when the left talks about, oh, people on the right, all the wealthy, all the million. Dude, you have way more on your side.
Oh, yeah.
And those people push their left-wing Marxist propaganda agenda.
You know, it's funny how that left, they've been squeezing the narrative or screaming the narrative for decades that the Republicans were the old white rich party. That's all we
rich old white guys.
Right? And now you look at them. I'm sorry, Pelosi, Schumer. Should we go down the list? Feinstein.
They're all a bunch of. They're all puppets of old rich white guys that hate the country.
And many of them are old rich white people themselves.
Yep.
What is it? Never mind. Hey, one lighthearted. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
No, finish your thought.
There you go.
You don't want to get in trouble, do you?
You go.
All right, so I won't say it's on the light side, if you would, but you've heard about all the stuff with Ellen DeGeneres now. They've come out, and more of her workers or prior workers have come out and talked about how nasty she was, what a toxic environment it was to work in when they worked for her, what have you. She's losing viewers. I mean, her ratings are tanking. And even some of her sponsors are pulling out. And I got to tell you, not to sound like that person that just doesn't like entertainment people, she's always been like that. I've always felt that about her, that she is a holier-than-thou kind of person. And a lot of them are like this, that are on the left, that have this kind of, especially when they have this kind of money. They're better than you.
Yep.
You know? So
you see that with a lot of them. I mean, there's some people who are genuine and aren't elitist scum, but she's definitely not one of them.
Well, we talked about it last week.
That's pretty funny.
And I said, just go look at the Emmys, right, and the Grammys. And these are the elitist people that most of them came from nowhere and really truly don't have a clue. All they have is money. And their business managers have helped them get that money. Their managers helped them get that money. Well, they get up on stage and play nothing. They lie about who they are, right? They're playing somebody else.
Yep.
You know, and some of them are entertainers, but my God, the music, the words, I'll give you this. Some of the music is really good. The music, the words, I don't know.
Did you actually watch the Emmys? Were they on recently?
I think it was the Grammys where they did that lesbian sex dance in the on that 15x15 bed.
Oh, Cardi B with her song.
Somehow mimicking lesbian acts now is entertainment. We used to.
They could have just seen that right down at a strip show.
You probably could go. You probably see a lot of that kind of crap going on now in the inner cities where they're sleeping in tents and all kinds of other stuff that's going on. You haven't heard much about Portland or Seattle, but yet Seattle's still in the middle of they've gripped that I think it's one or two city blocks there. They still have their own little world there. This taking place in this country. It's amazing.
And it's all pushed and, again, enabled by the left.
I'd love somebody to tell me how that's true. I would love a Democrat to call the show and in a, I know this is reaching, but in a sane, coherent way, try to tell me why it's okay for those people to occupy buildings, places, square blocks that don't belong to them. That were built by taxpayer dollars that don't belong to them.
I feel really bad for like all the business owners and the actual residents there. Like you put your heart and soul into a business usually when you have it, and then all of a sudden they have a bunch of these lunatics. I mean, have you seen some of the photos of these people that got arrested?
Yeah.
They're like throwaways because they decided that doing drugs was better.
But
never left mommy's basement.
But look, I understand that people work all their lives, try to get their business or what have you, but a lot of these, the majority of these people in Seattle and Portland, they're Democrats. They're liberal Democrats.
Yeah, well, they voted for the people that are in office who are allowing this to happen. Yeah, they reap what they sow.
Okay, so I don't feel bad for them anymore. I can't feel bad for the people in Chicago anymore. You keep electing the same people in. The same ones
in,
what is it, Baltimore. How can you feel sorry for them anymore? They keep electing the same people that hold them down.
Same thing, yep, exactly.
And we shouldn't be bailing them out. They make the bad choices, not bailing them out. Where do people find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
There you go. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B comes up in the next hour. She's going to diagnose you because, you know, I'm fine. We all know that. Anyway, be back in a second. Don't go far. You're laughing.